92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's been a bad couple of months out in California at Disneyland. This spring, they completed several years of reconstruction and park expansion and created nearly 8,000 additional car parking spaces because they were expecting record-setting crowds for the new $1 billion Star Wars Galaxy Edge land that opened in May. But I saw pictures of the park taken last week, and the whole place is one giant empty. Seriously, you shouldn't be able to see the trolley tracks on Main Street, but you can follow them from one end all the way to the other in the picture that I saw. They widened more than half of the walkways around the park to accommodate the huge anticipated crowds for this summer, and it's not an exaggeration, there's simply nobody there. The wait time for most rides is less than 15 minutes. And you know, at a place like Disneyland, it's supposed to be more like 90 minutes. Maybe they overplanned. Or maybe it's the fact that the park banned their 1 million annual pass users in the months of June, July, and August. That could certainly have an impact on attendance. The same Star Wars Galaxy Edge land is supposed to open at the Florida Disney World Resort on August 29th. Maybe a couple more people will show up to check that one out.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.